A battle unfolds here. 10 hunters pursue the unicorn with their weapons and dogs, while the unicorn tries to escape by jumping across a stream. The intensity of the drama is so vivid that it's almost audible. Hunters blowing their horns or releasing their dogs, birds flapping wings along the lower border, and the many lances converging on the unicorn. The cipher A&E is again prominently displayed at the four corners and on the oak tree at the center. But it is only on this tapestry that we find a different cipher, one consisting of the letters F and R tied with a similar knot. The letters F and R are probably those of François de La Rochefoucauld, a member of an aristocratic family whose roots can be traced back to the latter part of the 15th century. In 1680, at the death of François VI de La Rochefoucauld, an inventory was taken of his property in Paris, mentioning the tapestries for the first time. While it's unclear as to which François acquired these tapestries, they remained in the family until the 1920s, when the six large ones were sold to John D. Rockefeller, Jr., who in turn gave them to the cloisters. You might want to look at the narwhal tusk standing between the tapestry and the limestone fireplace. The narwhal is a small whale living in the Arctic. The tusk grows on the upper jaw of the male and is distinguished by the spiral twist on the surface, as is often seen in depictions of unicorns. Narwhal tusks were introduced in Europe in the late 11th century and were soon believed to be unicorn horns. The next stop is on the opposite side of the fireplace.